Genesis chapter 37. And Jacob lived in the land in which his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations' records of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, 2276 AH, 1766 BC, was feeding the flock with his brothers, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah, and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought to his father an evil report about them. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him, and could not speak peaceably to him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him all the more. And he said to them, I ask you to listen to this dream which I have dreamed. Because look, we were binding sheaves in the field, and my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaves stood around it and bowed down before my sheaf. And his brothers said to him, shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed rule over us? And they hated him all the more because of his dreams and because of his words. And he dreamed yet another dream and told it to his brothers and said, indeed, I have dreamed another dream. And the sun and the moon and the 11 stars bowed down before me. And he told it to his father and to his brothers, and his father rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall I and your mother and your brothers indeed come to bow down ourselves to you to the earth? And his brothers envied him, but his father observed the saying. And his brothers went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said to Joseph, do not your brothers feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send you to them. And he said to him, here I am. And he said to him, go, I urge, ask you, see whether it is well with your brothers and well with the flocks, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the valley of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and indeed he was wandering in the field, and the man asked him, saying, what are you looking for? And he said, I am looking for my brothers, tell me, I urge, ask you, where they feed their flocks. And the man said, they have departed from here because I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brothers and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near to them, they conspired against him to kill him. And they said one to another, look, this dreamer is coming. Therefore come now, and let us kill him and cast him into some pit, and we will say, some evil beast has devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said to them, shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and do not lay a hand upon him, that he might deliver him out of their hands to deliver him to his father again. And it came to pass when Joseph had come to his brothers, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him. And they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty, there was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and there came a company of Ishmaelites from Gilead with their camels carrying spices and balm and myrrh, going down to Egypt. And Judah said to his brothers, what does it profit us if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and do not let our hand be upon him, because he is our brother and our flesh. And his brothers were content. Then there passed by Midianites merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. And Reuben returned to the pit, and indeed Joseph was not in the pit, and he tore his clothes. And he returned to his brothers, and said, the child is no more, and I, where shall I go? And they took Joseph's coat, and killed a kid of the goats, and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father, and said, we have found this. Do you know now whether it is your son's coat or not? And he knew it, and said, it is my son's coat. An evil beast has devoured him. Joseph is without doubt torn into pieces. And Jacob tore his clothes, and put sackcloth upon his waist, and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted, and he said, I will go down into the grave to my son mourning. So his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's and captain of the guard.